Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good evening, church.
各位晚安。
Thank you for having me.
谢谢你们邀请我。
You must be very courageous to invite somebody like me.
你们一定很有勇气邀请一个像我这样的人。
God is doing an amazing thing in the Muslim world.
神在回教世界做非常奇妙的工作。
Actually, about 11 years, the Arab Spring started.
自从阿拉伯之春开始之后，总共有11年的时间。
And God started shaking the Muslim Arab world.
神已经把埃及的世界震动了天翻地覆。
We started working, planting churches in 1998.
我们从1998年开始就植堂。
But what we have seen in the last 10, 11 years, nothing like it.
可是过去10到11年之间，我们从来没见过那么奇妙的工作。
The number of Muslims who came to the Lord never recorded before in history.
有为数相当多的回教徒改信基督教，在历史上没有那么多的数目。
In our little ministry called Arabs for the Arabs,
我们一个小小的事工叫做阿拉伯人为阿拉伯人。
We started in 98, planting underground house churches.
我们从1998年开始建立地下的家庭式教会。
We have grown so much.
我们有很多的成长。
We are 112 full-time missionaries in 12 Arab countries.
我们有112位宣教士在12个阿拉伯的国家。
Last year on 2017,
去年2017年,
we have planted 168 underground house churches.
我们已经建立了168个地下的家庭教会。
People ask me, how do you do that?
人家问我你们怎么做得到的。
I tell them simple.
我跟他们说很简单。
We happen to be at the right place at the right time.
我们刚好在对的时间在对的地方。
And we were available. We said to God, yes.
我们跟神说我们在这里可以。
Most of the time the Muslims come to us with their questions.
大部分时间是回教徒带着问题来找我们。
Because of what happened through ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood.
因为在回教世界这些恐怖的活动 ISIS, 这个回教兄弟会等等的。
Many Muslims were embarrassed because of all the killing and the bloodshed.
回教徒觉得很尴尬，因为他们觉得很羞耻，因为看到那么多的残杀的事情。
And their reaction was, this is not Islam, true Islam.
他们的反应就是说，这个不是真正的伊斯兰教。
And we said, no, it's the true Islam. Read it, it's in your book.
我们跟他说，这是真正的伊斯兰教，你去读读你的经文。
These people were Muslims all their lives, and for the first time, now they see the reality of their book.
他们做了一辈子的回教徒，现在第一次开始看到他们自己的经文。
We said to them, read your history.
他说，我们跟他们说，你读你们自己的历史。
Everything ISIS did, you have done your forefathers and your prophet over all the years.
今天 ISIS 所做的事情，你的祖宗以前都在做。
And as a result of that, they are more open to hear the gospel.
因此他们对于福音更加的开放。
So last year, 168 underground house churches.
所以去年168间地下的家庭教会。
277 underground house groups.
277个地下的家庭聚会点。
That means it is similar to the house church, only they don't celebrate the Lord's Supper and they don't practice water baptism.
他们跟地下教会一样，只不过他们没有施行这个敬礼跟圣餐。
Because when a Muslim is ready for water baptism, that means they are already true disciples.
因为对回教徒来讲，一旦他们接受洗礼，他们就是真正的门徒。
Last year, 2,026 new believers from Muslim background in these 12 countries.
去年过去这12个国家里面有2,026个信徒。
This is the time of harvest in the Middle East and North Africa. Praise the name of the Lord.
我们赞美主，因为现在是北非跟阿拉伯世界收割的时间。
What is the real challenge the church is facing nowadays?
今天教会所面对真正的挑战是什么？
The church now has more knowledge than ever before.
教会拥有更多的知识。
We have great theologians. We have great understanding of the Word of God.
我们有很多很有名的神学家，对神话语的认识也很多。
The church has resources more than ever in history.
今天的教会比历史上任何时代拥有更多的资源。
We have now even satellite TVs to preach the gospel.
我们甚至有卫星电视转播我们传的福音。
But when we look around us, we don't see the world in a good shape.
可是当我们四周围一看，我们发觉我们周围的世界并没有更好。
I think the biggest challenge the church is facing nowadays, it has to do with identity.
今天教会所面对最大挑战之一是我们的认同，我们的身份。
You see, we have identity crisis.
我们有身份认同的危机。
If I ask you, who are you?
假如我问你，你是谁？
Each one of you will give me a different answer from the other.
你们每一个人会给我一个每一个不同的答案。
Somebody will say I'm a Chinese.
有人说我是中国人。
Somebody will say no, I'm an American Chinese.
有人说我是美籍华人。
Somebody will say no, I'm a medical doctor.
我是一个医生。
I'm a housewife.
我是一个家庭主妇。
These are the illustration of the confusion we live in.
这个是我们所处的时代的一种混淆的一个症状。
I remember when I bought an iPhone for the first time.
I'm sorry.
When I bought iPhone for the first time,
当我第一次买到一个手机的时候
，I thought it is only a phone to receive phone calls and make phone calls.
我以为只是一个手机，只是用来打电话。
Till my youngest daughter told me, Dad, there are many applications on this phone.
一直到我的小女儿跟我说，爸爸，这个手机里面有很多的这个软件。
And this will make your life easier.
这样会让你的生活更加的方便。
And I discovered on this little cell phone, I have my entire office.
我就发觉在一个小小的手机里面，我整个办公室都在里面。
I can do all the work I need to do in the office while I'm sitting even in my bedroom with my cell phone in my hand.
我一个人坐在一个房间里面拿着我的手机，我就发觉跟我在办公室没有两样。
But for many months I didn't know that.
可是有很多一个月我拥有手机，我还不知道这个事情。
She said to me, Dad, all what you needed to do when you opened the box, when you bought that phone, to read that little booklet with it.
我女儿跟我说，爸爸，你只要拿到那个手机，打开盒子，要打开那个应用手册来看。
She said that little booklet is written by the manufacturer of that phone.
那个手册是这个原厂的厂商所印制的。
And the manufacturer is telling you all the specification of this phone.
然后他们会告诉你这个手机里面所有的功能。
And he tells you how to use it, and he guarantees it will deliver the service he promised you.
他会告诉你如何应用，而且会保证你按着来使用就会得到理想的效果。
But the problem.
可是问题
When we were born into our families,
当我们诞生在我们家庭里面
our families gave us a different identity from our manufacturer.
我们的家庭给我们一个跟上帝所给截然不一样的身份
Then we went to school and they put another label on us, another identity.
当我们去上学，学校给我们另外一层关乎我们的身份。
Then you go to work and they put another label with other specification, other identity.
你去工作，他又给你加在你身上另外一些的认同跟身份。
We are confused.
我们就跟着。
So who am I? Am I a Moabite or an Arab or am I a Christian? Who am I?
我就问自己，我到底是一个摩亚人呢，还是一个阿拉伯人，还是一个基督徒？
We need to go to the first label given to us by our Creator God.
我们需要回到这个原始神所给我们那个身份。
And we find that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28.
我们在创世纪第一章26到28节找到。
Would you read these verses to us, brother?
我用中文为各位读。 神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。 使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
God created Adam and Eve in His image, in His likeness.
神用他自己的形象跟样式创造了亚当跟夏娃。
That is the label given to us by our Creator God Himself.
这是上帝我们的创造主所给我们的一个标签。
What does the word image mean? What does the word image means?
形象这个字的意思是什么呢？
You know when you download a software in your laptop,
你知道当你用那个手提电脑下载一些程式的时候,
usually there would be an icon on the desktop of your laptop telling you you have that software on the hard disk.
下载完以后你会发觉在你的电脑荧幕上面会有一个标签告诉你已经在电脑里面了。
And the word image means icon.
所以那个形象的意思就表示是一个标签，是一个符号。
All what you do to activate that software is double click the icon.
你只要点击两下，你就能够打开那个软体。
What is word image in the old Hebrew means?
在形象这个字在古代希伯来文是什么意思呢？
It means we have been created according to the characteristics of God Himself.
那意思就是说，我们是按着神的特性而被造的。We
have God's specification in us.
我们有上帝的特殊的属性在我们生命里面。We
have His DNA in us.
我们有他的DNA在我们里面。That's
why we are sons and daughters of the Most High.
因此，我们是至高神的儿女。That's
why God Himself expects us to reflect His character in our lives.
因此，神期盼借着我们反照他的所事。That's
why we were called the ambassadors of the Most High.
因此，我们被称为至高者的这个代言人。Because
we are the image of God Himself.
因为我们是他的形象。And
the Word of God tells us not only we are the image.
而且神告诉我们，不止我们有他的形象。It
tells us we have been created by God in His own likeness.
而且我们是按照他的样式被造的。And
the word likeness in the ancient Hebrew,
这个样式在古希伯来文,
tells us we have been created with God-given resources.
是我们被造是由着神所赐给我们一切的资源。
We carry God's characteristic in us.
我们带着神的性情在我们身上。
We have built in our character all God's resources, all heavenly resources.
我们身上带着从天而来一切神赐给我们的资源。
That's why we are the true representative of God on earth.
因此我们在地上成为神真正的代表。
Because we carry God's character.
因为我们带着神的
His DNA,
他的DNA,
and we have in us God's resources built in us.
而且包括他所赐的资源在我们里面。
God will never ask you to do something unless first He will give you the ability, what it takes to do it.
因此神不会叫你做一些事情，他不先已经赐给你里面有的能力来做。
So God put in Adam and Eve all what it takes for them to turn planet Earth into the kingdom of heaven.
因此亚当跟夏娃已经代表神赐给他们一切的能力跟资源，使得这个世界成为神的国度。
So you and I, we are the image of God.
因此你跟我带着神的形象。
We are the likeness of God.
有他的样式。
The other things, they are mostly roles we do, and we got confused.
其他的事情我们所做的都是带来混淆。
Let me illustrate this to you.
让我举个例给你们看。
You know, preachers, they need stories to make some truth very easy to understand.
你知道讲道人需要有故事，使得他所讲的重点能够容易了解。
And when we don't have the right story, we make our own story.
当我们找不到合适的故事的时候，我们制造我们的故事。
So I'm going to tell you a story I have to write to help me and help others to understand.
所以我跟你们讲一个故事，我需要帮助你们的认识。
It never happened. It's just a story I made up.
这是我自所造出来的故事，它这个不是真的。
A Jordanian farmer one day was visiting his farm.
一个约旦的农夫有一天到他农田去。
And as he was walking, he finished walking in the farm and went to into a deep valley.
A
deep valley.
他走在他的农地上面，慢慢走到一个很深的深谷里面。
And he was climbing up out of the valley. He saw a cliff of rock in front of him.
他从这个深谷里面跑上来的时候，看见一个都是满布岩石的悬崖。
And he started looking into the rock and he saw a hole and inside the hole there was a nest.
他看到这个岩石中间有个洞，在洞里面有一样东西。
So he climbed up.
所以他爬上去。
He found a little egg in that nest. He took it and put it in his hand.
他就发觉这个洞里面有个鸟窝，窝里面有一个蛋，他把它拿到
手里。And he took the egg with him and went back to his farm.
他带着这个蛋回到他的农田里面去。
And when he came to the, where he would raise his chicken,
他跑到他那个养鸡的地方。
He had one chicken sitting on eggs to hatch them.
他看到一只母鸡在那边孵蛋。
So he decided to put that little egg beneath that chicken to hatch too.
所以他把这个蛋就放到这个母鸡上面让它去孵。
The days passed by.
好几天过去了。
And the egg start hatching.
然后在这个鸡蛋，这个蛋就开始动了。
And a lot of beautiful chicks, little colorful chicks were running around.
很多的小鸡就从蛋里面出来到处跑。
And that egg too hatched.
那一个它放进的蛋也在孵化。
But it was a tiny black chick.
结果是一些黑色的小鸡。
And it was so ugly.
很丑陋。
The eyes were sticking out of the little head.
他的小头眼睛很大凸出来。
Had a very long thin beak.
有一个很长的一个嘴巴。
And the legs were bony and very high.
他的脚很长，很丑陋。
He was a different chick.
Is a what?
Different than the other chicks.
是一个跟所有的小鸡都不一样的小鸡。
But this weird chick learned the chicken language.
可是这只不一样的小鸡却学了这个鸡的语言。
Was eating the chicken food.
吃鸡吃的东西。
Learned the chicken culture.
学鸡的想法。
He was acting like a chicken.
然后所有的动作都像鸡。
But he didn't look like a chicken.
可是看起来不像鸡。
And as the chicken started growing, he started growing too.
在其他小鸡在长大，他也在长大。
But he started growing really big.
可是越长就越大。
His wings were big.
他的翅膀很长。
And the feathers on his wings long and strong.
他的翅膀的羽毛又长又强壮。
And his beak became so big and so sharp.
他的嘴巴变得又大又尖。
And his bony, tall, long legs became strong and masculine.
他的那个又长又瘦的腿越来越有肌肉。
It wasn't a chicken. It wasn't a chicken.
不是一只鸡。
It was an eagle.
是一头鹰。
But that eagle.
可是那只鹰。
Spoke the chicken language.
讲鸡的话
Walk like chicken.
走鸡的路
Knew the chicken culture.
知道认识鸡的文化
When he would see an eagle soaring high in the sky, he would run and hide with the other chicken.
他看到天上有鹰在飞的时候，他就跟底下小鸡一起逃命。
Do you know who is that eagle, that chicken eagle?
你知道那只像鸡一样的鹰是谁吗？
That's your story and my story.
这是你跟我的人生故事。
They taught us the chicken language.
他们教了我们鸡的语言。
They didn't tell us we are the image and the likeness of God.
他们没有告诉我们我们是有神的形象。
We are fallen humanity.
我们是一个堕落人性。
We are weak. We cannot do it.
我们没有办法做。
You are chicken.
我们是鸡而已。
You are feeble. When God created you to be an eagle to soar high.
当神创造你成为鹰高处翱翔的时候。
So nowadays,
所以现在,
I'm here sent by the Holy Spirit to talk to you.
我是圣灵差来跟你说话。
You need to allow the Holy Spirit to double click the icon of God in you to activate God's character and God's resources in you so you soar like an eagle.
你需要圣灵在你的电脑里面 click 两下那个软体 以致你能够像鹰一样飞在天上。
We are not a chicken, we are an eagle.
我们不是鸡, 我们是鹰。
Wake up, church! Stop talking the chicken language.
教会醒醒吧,
it's about time you live your real identity, the image and the likeness of God Himself.
现在是时间我们活出我们真正的身份，是上帝的形象跟样式。
Oh, you are very quiet.
你们真的是安静。
I wanted to see amen and hallelujah. What's happening?
希望听到你们说阿门哈利路亚。
Is there a good news? We are not chicken. We are eagles.
我们是鹰，不是鸡。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So it's about time.
差不多是时间了。
We stop acting like chicken.
不要再像鸡一样活着。
And we start acting to the real identity given to us by our Creator God Himself.
应该要按着神所赐给我们形象样式的身份来过我们的生活。
You see, the worst tragedy in life. The worst tragedy in life.
最糟糕、最悲惨的生命、生活。
It's not death.
不是死亡。
It's to live a life without a purpose.
是活一个没有目标的生命。
To come to this earth and leave this earth without fulfilling God's purpose for your life.
是来到世界又离开这个世界，却没有完成满足上帝在我们身上的托付。
I had a friend who died in an aeroplane crash a year ago.
去年我一个朋友飞机失事过世。
He used to tell me that the richest place on earth is the graveyard.
他告诉我说，全世界最富有的地方就是在坟墓。
I said, no, the gold mine is the richest place.
我说不对啊，应该是金矿才是最有钱的地方。
He said, no, the grave.
他说不是，是坟墓。
I said, why?
我问他为什么?
He said, many people died with God-given potential unfulfilled.
他说太多人死亡的时候带着神所赐给他一切的资源跟托付却没有实现。
He said, many of those people in the graves, they did not fulfill the God-given purpose in their lives.
许多人躺在坟墓里面并没有完成神给他们
He used to say to me, imagine if they fulfilled God-given destiny, purpose in their lives, the world would be a different story.
他说你能够想象这些人要是每一个都完成神在他们身上的托付跟使命,
and my friend used to shake his finger in my face like this.
他在我面前常这样子用摇他手指指着我。
And he used to say, don't you dare add to the riches of the graveyard, die empty.
他说：“你千万不要死的虚空，像这些人一样把这些财富带到坟墓里。”
What do you mean, die empty?
我就问他说：“什么叫做死的虚空呢？”
He said, "You need to know God's purpose for your life, and you need to fulfill it."
他说：“你需要知道神在你身上的目的，以及你要怎么样来实现它。”
I said, "How do I know it?"
那我就问他说：“我怎么知道呢？”
He said, "God's purpose." For each one of us has to do with God's kingdom.
他说，神在我们每个人身上的托付跟计划都跟他的国度有关。
He used to tell me we are the royal family of God sent on a mission to planet Earth.
他说，我们是神的荣耀的家族成员，被派到地球上来宣扬神的使命。
God gave us all what it takes, His image, His likeness.
神把一切我们需要都给我们了，他的生命，他的形象。
And He sent us as His family to planet Earth and say, turn planet Earth into the kingdom of God.
他把我们送到地上来，叫我们把地上变成神的国。
This is why Jesus taught us to pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
这是为什么耶稣叫我们说，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
So we are here on a mission.
因此我们在这里带着一个使命。
And our mission is the kingdom of God.
我们的使命就是神的国。
Yes, each individual has a different calling, but it is a calling in the kingdom of God.
对，我们每个人有不同的呼召，可是这个呼召都是在神的国里面的。
And He used to say to me, "Die empty."
那我们说我们会不会死得虚空呢？
He said, "You remember King David?"
他就回答我说，你记得大卫王吗？
It's written about King David.
是关于大卫王。
That after he served God's purposes in his generation, he fell asleep. He died.
他服侍了神所赐给他那个世代，他就睡了，他就死了。
He said after he served God's purposes in his generation.
他说当他完成了神赐给他那个世代的使命。
And we find this in Acts chapter 13. You don't need to read it just to prove to them I'm not making it up. From Acts 13, verse 36.
在《使徒行传》13章36节就是这样讲。
He said, David, after he fulfilled God-given purpose in his life, in his generation, he went to be home with the Lord.
他里面说，大卫按着神的心意服侍那个世代的人以后，他就回到神那边去。
He said, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, one of the last words He said on the cross, 'It is finished.'"
我们的主耶稣基督在十字架上面最后的一句话是成了。He
said, "Jesus didn't expire on the cross."
他说耶稣并不是在十字架上面什么都没有，灰飞烟灭。
What Jesus meant, mission is accomplished.
耶稣那句话的意思是说使命达成。So
he was saying, Father, the mission you have given me, I have accomplished. I'm coming home.
耶稣说，父啊，你所赐给我的使命我已经完成，我现在回家了。
That's how we, each one of us, should leave this earth. Mission accomplished, empty hands.
因此我们每一个人在世界上，我应该也是如此，使命达成，两手空空。
Why the world around us in a bad shape?
为什么我们周遭的世界那么糟糕？
Whose responsibility it is?
谁的责任？
It's our responsibility.
是我们的责任。
Aren't we the salt of the earth? Aren't we the light of the world?
你关心这个世界的灵魂跟生命吗？
Remember what God, after He created Adam and Eve, said to them.
你记得神造了亚当跟夏娃以后跟他怎么说呢？
He created them according to His image and likeness.
他按照他的形象跟样式创造他们。
He blessed them.
他祝福他们。
He said to them, "Fill the earth."
他跟他们说，遍满地面。Multiply,
increase, fill the earth.
生养众多，遍满全地。Subdue
the earth.
治理这个地。Reign
over the earth.
管理这个地。We
read about this in the first chapter of the Bible.
我们在圣经第一章里面读到。Do
you know what is this?
你知道这个是什么意思？
This is in the language of the New Testament, the Great Commission.
这个就是新约里面大使命的语言。God
made it clear in the first chapter, in the first page of the Bible, the Old Testament, we see the Great Commission there.
神在圣经的第一章一开始就让我们看见大使命的语言。
And remember, He said to them, He gave them a command.
你知道他们,
multiply.
他给他们一个命令,
increase.
生养众多,
subdue the earth.
治理管理。
I wish He didn't say that. I wish God didn't say that.
我希望，我真的盼望神没有这样说。I
wish He said something like this.
我希望他是这样讲的。Multiply. 生养众多。Fill
the earth.
充满这个地。Together,
you and I, we will subdue it. We will reign over it.
我们一起携手来管理，来治理。
No.
不是。He
said to Adam and Eve. You reign over it. You subdue it.
你们去管理, 你们去,
he didn't say, I suggest that you fill the earth, you reign over. He said, reign over it. It's a command.
他是给他们命令, 而不是给他们一个建议说,
what does that mean?
什么意思呢?
That means God made the responsibility of establishing his kingdom in the hands of his people.
那意思就是说, 神把建立他国度的责任放在他的子民手上。
We read in Psalm 138,
我们看到诗篇138篇,
verse 2,
第二节,
I don't know how it is translated in your Chinese Bible,
我不晓得中文怎么翻了,
but let me tell you what it means in the original Hebrew.
让我告诉你,他这个古代希腊文是怎么讲的?
It says, God, you have magnified your word above all your names.
他说,神啊,你把你的作为显在所有的作为之上。
What it means that God is a sovereign God,
这意思就是说,上帝是一个掌权的主。
But as soon as he speaks a word,
当他说出他的话,
his word is sovereign too.
他的话语就是带着权柄。
That's why we read in Isaiah that the word of God will never return empty to him.
因此我们看见在以赛亚书里面说, 神的话语发出不会徒然返回。
That's why you and I, we can hold to the promises of God because they are unchangeable promises.
因此今天我们能够相信神的应许, 是因为他的话语不改变。
That's why earth and heaven may be shaken, but not one word God spoke would be changed.
这是也是因为为什么天地都可以废去, 可是神的话语一点意外都不废去。
So when God speaks a word,
所以神当神说话,
it becomes law for heaven and earth.
就成为天地之间的定律。
And God will never break his word.
神永远不会食言。
He will never go against his word.
他不会违背他的话语,
because God and his word are one.
因为神与他的话语是合为一。
And God said to Adam and Eve,
神对亚当跟夏娃说,
subdue it, reign over it.
管理, 治理。
So he's given the responsibility of this earth to Adam and Eve and their descendant alone.
他把这个世界管理治理的责任交给亚当跟夏娃跟他的后代。
That means God limited himself to establish his kingdom on the planet earth through his church.
因此我们会看见神先祭了他自己,
自己让国度透过他教会跟他子民建立。 Whose fault that planet earth is corrupt and far away from being similar to the kingdom of God?
现在看到到底是谁责任, 当这个世界那么的败坏, 离开神的国那么远。
You know, in our prayer meetings, we say it's God's fault.
你知道在我们的祷告里面好像是说神的错。
That's why we pray, God, do something more.
神啊, 你多做一点事情。
God, we are waiting upon you.
我们在等待你。
God, please pour out your Holy Spirit.
神啊, 求你浇灌你的圣灵。
Please, God, give us anointing, give us gifts, so we can fulfill the great commission.
求你给我这个, 给我们那个, 所以我们能够完成你的大使命。
These are the wrong prayers.
这些都是不对的祷告。
Because God told us that he has given us everything he has.
因为神告诉我们,他已经把一些我们需要的都赐给我们。
He has blessed us with all the heavenly blessings.
他已经把天上一切的福气浇灌给我们。
There is nothing God withhold from us.
神并没有保留不给我们。
So why are you waiting upon God?
为什么我们还在等待神呢?
God is waiting upon you to move.
神在等待你去行动。
But we are walking like a chicken.
可是我们像鸡一样走路,
we are talking like a chicken.
讲鸡的话语,
we are believing in the wrong identity given to us by wrong teaching.
我们受到不对的教导, 使得我们有不对的认同。
And God has sent me thousands of miles to tell you here, you are not a chicken, you are an eagle.
神把我从几千里再拆过来, 告诉你你不是鸡石头鹰。
I was in Taipei teaching the same message.
我在不久之前在台北教导同样的信息。
One of the professors at the seminary,
在这个神学院里面，其中一位教授。
She said to me, "How can a chicken become an eagle?"
他就问我说，一只鸡怎么能够变成一头鹰呢
？I said to her, "You haven't got the point."
他说，我跟他说，你完还没听懂。
That wasn't a chicken. That was from the very beginning an eagle, but was trained to be a chicken.
他一开始并不那头就是鹰，他只是被。训练成为一头鸡。
I said only that eagle chicken need to believe he is an eagle first.
只要那头像鸡一样的鹰相信自是鹰。
We need to believe what God said. We are the image and the likeness of God.
我们也需要相信我们带着神的形象。
And I said all what that eagle need to do.
这就是所有鹰需要知道。
Stretch his wings.
只要把它的翅膀张开。
And wait for the storm to come.
等待暴风过来。
And jump against the storms and will soar high.
把自己投向那个风暴，它就会高飞。
You need to believe the identity God has given you.
你需要相信神所赐给你的身份。
You need to walk into it.
你需要活在这里面。
That is why we have failed to fulfill the destiny, the kingdom of God.
因此，我们就有信心能够。完成神给我们的使命，关于神的国度了。
We have failed because we have misunderstood our message.
我们失败，因为我们听错了信息。
What do we preach nowadays in our churches?
今天在教会中间，我们传讲什么呢
？We preach the gospel of salvation.
Gospel.
Salvation.
我们传讲得救的福音。
And we are happy.
然后我们就高兴了。
Let me tell you, this is a heresy.
我告诉你，这个是一个异
端。We are the gospel of salvation is the entry ticket. It's not the party.
得救的福音只不过是入场券。
We are not supposed only to preach the gospel of salvation. We need to preach the gospel of the kingdom. So the people who get converted, they live the style of the kingdom of God on earth.
因此我们不单只要讲得救的福音更需要讲国度的福音因此得救的人能够进到国里面成为神要他们成为人
Jesus didn't come to save us
耶稣来不只是要救我们
I'm not preaching a heresy
我这不是在讲异端
The purpose of his coming is to preach the gospel of the kingdom
耶稣来的目的是传讲天国的福音
Salvation was the tool to restore God's image and likeness back in us so we might have the authority once again to fulfill God's destiny.
得救只不过是一个工具使我们恢复神的形象跟样式以致我们得救能力能够完成神给我们的托付。
The gospel of salvation made Jesus a garbage collector.
只传讲得救的福音使得耶稣成为好像一个捡垃圾的人。
Take my sins, take my garbage, take my sadness, take my sickness.
把我的疾病把我的罪把我肮脏污秽的东西拿走。
Yes, he is our savior. He takes our garbage away.
对他是我们的救主他把我们身上生命里面垃圾拿走。
And he gives us his righteousness. He gives us his righteousness.
他把他的义给我们。
But Jesus is more than a savior.
可是耶稣却是
He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
他不只是救主他是万王之王万主之主。
Jesus came to transfer us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
他是把我们从黑暗的角度救拔到光明的角度里面去。
Jesus came to ensure and to give us back our citizenship in the kingdom of God.
耶稣来要把我们属于天国的身份跟这个公民权 还给我们。
Jesus didn't come so we might not go to hell. He came to restore the image and the likeness so we together we will establish God's kingdom on planet earth.
耶稣来不只是让我们不进入地狱而是要我们重新能够被更新得以进到神的国。
So as soon as people get saved,
一旦人得救
we need to tell them how to live a kingdom lifestyle according to the values and principle of the kingdom of God written in this book.
我们就跟他们讲圣经里面所记载如何过一个在国度中的生活。
Because every time you buy any product,
因为当每一次当我们
a washing machine, You have a little booklet with it.
带着一个使用手册来的,
it gives you the specification of the product you bought.
告诉你这个产品的规格,
it tells you that the manufacturer guarantee that this product will deliver the service he has promised you.
告诉你这个制造商保证这个产品的功用,
if you follow the instruction the manufacturer has written down there.
这一切都需要我们遵守这个手册里面所告诉我们。
There is always a warning. There is a warning.
这中间我有一个警告。
That no unauthorized agent should try to fix this product.
没有任何一个不被认可的修理商能够去修理这个产品。
If any unauthorized agent will play with it, the manufacturer will never guarantee it will deliver the service he said it would.
若是不是任何代理商来修这个, 产,
exactly.
产, 制造商就不会保证。
This is what our manufacturer, our creator has said.
在圣经里面就是我们的制造创造者, 我们的制造商。
And this is our booklet.
这是我们的使用手册。
When God created you, he put this booklet with you.
他创造你,
if you follow God's instruction in this book,
假如你按着神的指引过,
you will be eagle all your life.
他就会指引你一生,
you will make the difference on planet Earth as God said.
你就会在地上使得周围的人, 你的生命能够使得周围有变化。
And if you get any problem in you,
若是你生命里面有任何的问题,
you need to go to the authorized agent, Jesus Christ himself.
你需要回到这个认可的代理商，就是耶稣基督本身。
And he will fix you.
他就会修好你。
And you will be back restored to the image and the likeness of God.
你就会重新得着，重新恢复神的形象跟样式。
And you shall fulfill God's purpose in your life.
然后你的生命就能够满足神在你身上的目标。
Amen. Identity.
这就是身份认同。
If we don't get our original identity restored,
假如我们不把我们原本的身份认同
we will never fulfill our destiny which it has to do with the kingdom of God.
我们就永远不可能满足实现神在我们身上的使命。
I want to finish with a story.
我用一个故事结束今天晚上。
Because my time is over. I know the doors are locked, so nobody can leave.
我看到门都关起来，所以没人能够离开。
I know you're Chinese kind people. You wouldn't leave and hurt my feeling. I'm very sensitive. Come on, guys.
我知道中国人很有礼貌，不会伤长员的心。
One day, the secret police in Jordan called me.
有一天，约旦的这个秘密警察打电话给我。
And that is bad news. You know what happened to the journalist in Istanbul? At the, that could have happened to me.
你听到那个最近在这个伊斯坦布尔领事馆里面那个失踪的记者。
Many people go in and they never come out.
进去可能永远都出不来了。
Just like it.
就是这样子。
So I tried, you know, to find excuses not to go.
所以我想尽办法用各样借口不要去。
Eventually they called me.
最后他们打电话来,
they said, we will send to you some police to arrest you if you don't come.
他说你假如再不来, 我们就派警察来抵保, 抵捕你。
So I decided, I prayed.
我说, oh,
I asked my wife to pray.
所以我就请我太太为我祷告。
I wrote a prayer alert to all my friends around the globe, pray for me.
我就发,
I was scared, come on guys.
我发出一个代祷信给全世界所有朋友为我祷告。
So here,
进门起来,
I was driving my car.
我就开,正在开车。
I stopped at a main traffic light before I reached the headquarters of the secret police.
在去到这个警察总部之前的一个十字路口停在红绿灯前。
And suddenly a strange idea came to my mind.
突然间有一个奇怪的意念到我头脑里面。
What if King Abdullah II driving next to me and I'm driving the car?
假如是这个国王阿布拉二世坐在我旁边我在开车的话,
I would come to the checkpoint at the headquarters.
我会, 去到这个警察的哨岗面前。
The soldier there will salute us.
那个警察会马上向我们敬礼。
And he said, "Yes, sir. Come on in, sir."
是长官，请进，长官。
And I start imagining it.
因此我心里面就开始这样想。
And if we walk into the general's office, the general will stand up and salute us and say, "Yes, sir. What shall I do for you?"
然后，假如我们这样进到这个将军的办公室，将军也会敬礼，就问说我有什么可以为你效劳。
And I was enjoying the imagination.
所以我正在陶醉在我的想象里面。
The light turned from red to green, and I didn't see it. And everybody behind me, beep beep beep.
那时候红绿灯从红变绿，我还没看到，后面的车子一直按喇叭。
And as if I woke up and I drove.
我突然间就醒过来，就继续开车。
About 20 meters.
大概离开大概二十公里。
The Holy Spirit start convicting me.
然后圣灵就开始责备我。
Saying, "Have you forgotten that His name is Emmanuel?"
你忘记了他的名字叫做以马内利。
Who is King Abdullah?
谁是阿布拉国王
？The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel is with you.
万王之王，万主之主，耶稣基督。
I pulled to the right.
与你同在。我就把车停在旁边。
And I start repenting.
我就开始认罪悔改。
And I said, "I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me."
我说主啊，求你饶恕我。
Why do I need King Abdullah when I have King Jesus?
当我有耶稣基督为我的王，我还需要什么君王
？And Lord, I promise you.
我知道我当。
I'm not going with a fearful heart anymore.
我已经不再带着畏惧的心进去。
I'm not going to let them intimidate me.
我不会让他们来质问我。
I'm a general in your army, your victorious army.
我是上帝荣耀军队的元帅。
And since you are with me, I'm going to go there, chin up, shoulders back.
我就会抬头挺胸的走进去。
And I will run the show. I will not let them run it.
我会主导，而不让他们主导。
After I finished my repentance, I drove on.
当我认罪悔改完了，我继续开下去。到了那个哨岗，把窗户摇下来。
You soldier, come over.
我就跟他说：“你过来。”
And he came to me and said, "Yes, sir."
他就跑过来跟我敬礼说。
I said, "Open the gate."
我跟他说：“开门。”
I have an appointment with your boss.
我跟你的上司有约会。
Tell him Pastor Afif is here.
告诉他这个Pastor Afif已经来了。
He let me pass through.
他就让我过去。
And I drove and I parked my car next to the big boss, the general car.
我就开去停在那个大的那个
将军的车子旁边。Walked like this.
我就抬头挺胸的走路。
I'm a general.
我不是一个将军。
I'm a victorious general.
我是一个得胜的。
And my king is with me. His name is Emmanuel.
因为以马内利
同在。So I walked in and I saw another lieutenant. I said, "You lieutenant, come over."
我看到另外一个军人，我就跟他说：“你过来。”
Yes, sir. I said, "Where is the office of your boss?"
我就问他：“你上级的办公室在哪里？”
Sir, follow me.
他就跟我说：“你请你跟我。”
I went in. They received me, gave me a comfortable seat. It was a huge office.
他带我们到一个很大的办公室里面，让我坐在很舒服的椅子上。
The general wasn't there.
然后那个将军不在。
Suddenly another officer came and offered me Arabic coffee.
另外一个人就带着那个阿拉伯咖啡来请我喝。
And I said, "Where is your boss? I'm busy man. I don't have time to waste."
我说我很忙啊，你的老板在哪里？我没时间了。
God, my witness, this is what happened. All the fear was gone.
所有的畏惧都。
Because I believed He is with me.And if He is with me, who else do I need?
当神与我同在，我还需要谁呢？
And while I was screaming at the officer, the general woke up and he said, "Pastor, why you are screaming? We are just here to know you because I heard a lot about you." And he threw his arms around me and gave me a big hug.
不需要翻译啊。
Make the story short.
长话短说。
He stopped the interrogation.
他并没有这个。
He told the office manager who was taking notes to go to another office.
他叫这个书记官到别的地方去。
He gave me his personal phone number.
他把他私人的电话给我。
He said, if you need any help, just call me.
需要什么帮忙你就打电话给我。
And I will not have them call you again.
然后我不会再,
Father, forgive us for troubling you.
他说对不起,我们麻烦你了,我不会再叫这些部下打电话给你。
Then the man didn't let me go home alone. He walked all the way with me to where I parked my car.
他不单是让我回去,而且他一直陪我走到我停车的地方。
Hug me again.
跟我拥抱。
Say, if you need any help, just call me on that number.
你需要什么帮忙,只有打那个电话给我。
Ever since they never called me, they never interrogated me. Because I'm not a chicken, I'm an eagle.
从那天开始,他们就没有再来打电话找我,因为我知道我是那条鹰。
I wish we believe what God said about us. Then we will become the unstoppable force for God. If God is with us, who is against us?
谁能够与我们抵挡?
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, I thank you.
主啊,我们上谢谢你,
that you have given us your image and likeness.
因为你已经把你的形象跟样式赐给我们。
Thank you, Father, for we are your sons and daughters.
谢谢主,因为我们是你的儿女。
Thank you, Father, you have given us all what it takes to make our mission successful on planet Earth.
主啊,谢谢你已经赐给我们一切够用的资源, 使得我们在地上的使命得以达成。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢天父,
that with you,
因为与你在一起,
we cannot fail.
我们不需要害怕,
we cannot fail.
我们不会失败,
we are the head, not the tail.
我们是领头而不是在后面的。
I pray, Holy Spirit,
主圣灵,
activate the image of God in each one of us.
使我们每个人生命里面神的形象活过来。
Activate the likeness of God in each one of us.
使我们在生命里面神的样式得以活过来,
that we might fill this earth,
因此我们能够遍满这个地,
with the glory of God as the water fills the sea,
就像使得神的荣耀像水充满海洋一样。
I pray that for the leadership of this congregation,
我为这个教会的领袖们祷告,
and I pray for each member of this congregation,
为教会里面每一位会员祷告,
that they will soar like eagles and nothing can stop them,
他们就会像如鹰展翅上腾, 没有任何人能够抵挡,
till they fulfill the God-given purpose for each one of them,
直到我们每个人达成神赐给我们的目的。
The Lord bless you.
愿神祝福我们。
The Lord keep you.
愿神保护你们。
The Lord make His face shine upon you and give you peace in Jesus' mighty name.
让神用他的脸光照你,施恩于你,奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Thank you. God bless you.